Police admit hopes are fading in relation to the missing three-year-old William Tyrrell. The search enters its sixth day today, but the search will continue. Police are baffled by his disappearance. Detectives from the State Crime Command Sex Crime Squad have joined the investigation, and known offenders in the area have been contacted to confirm their whereabouts. One line of inquiry is a man who asked staff in a local shop for directions early on Friday morning. Now, when we spoke to Superintendent Paul Feehan yesterday, the police dog squad have found no scent suggesting out the front of the house leading to the bush, suggesting William may not have wandered away from home. There are fears now he may have been abducted. Superintendent Paul Feehan from the Mid-North Coast LAC is their commander. He's on the line right now. Superintendent, good morning.
Good morning, Ray.
Despair yesterday, what is there today?
Well, Ray, we've still got to have some hope out there of finding where young William went to. As you point out, we do have a two-pronged phase to this. One's the search phase. The second phase is that investigative phase. And both phases commenced on day one. So whilst we broaden that investigative phase, we're still out here. We've got the police divers returning today. We're going back over dams and waterways. We've got teams on the ground combing the area, and we're extending some of that area further with the trail bikes and four-wheel drive.
Now, in relation to this story that I've given our listeners today, Boonaroo Drive, someone asking for directions, is that significant? Or is there any significant information coming to you after the appeal yesterday?
Look, it's fair to say, Ray, everything is significant for us. We've reported that we do not have anything to go on beyond what we started with on day one. And though any information is very significant and it will be followed up. We've got that team in there collating all the information, analysing it, prioritising it, and we're getting out there and speaking to ensure that we validate or we just discount anything that's come to us.
And so, basically, we're no further advanced, Superintendent, than we were even on Friday.
No, we're not, Ray, and I suppose the only sad aspect regarding that is that those experts in regards to survival, they've indicated to us that if young William is in the bush, that those chances of survival out there, they cannot substantiate that any further at this time.
Okay. You've got the, as you've said, the divers coming back again today to check waterways in the area.
Yes.
When do you eventually go away from the little fellow wandering off and go to the more sinister answer to his disappearance? I mean, and you concentrate your resources purely on that. That's what I'm getting to.
Oh, yeah. Look, those resources are in full swing, Ray, and they will continue. They won't be wound down in any way. Likewise, our search, we're geared up for searching tomorrow. We'll have meetings and review where we've gone. We're doing that daily, and we'll look if there's any opportunity at all to find him out there. If he has wandered off, and as I say, if he's unfortunately not able to be located, wandering in the bush, well, we'll continue to look to see if we can locate him.
All right, mate. Well, it's just a terrible time for your officers there and for all the rescue people, for SES, Fire and Rescue, volunteers. It's a terrible time, and we'll keep our fingers crossed with the forlorn hope that little fella's found.
Yes, Ray, may I say, the resolve of all the searchers out here and the community, it's wonderful. You know, they want to come to a result, and especially for the family.
All right. Thanks very much, Superintendent, and hopefully we get answers soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Ray.
That's Superintendent Paul Feehan, the commander of the Mid-North Coast LAC.